for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down?
America, we are in full effect. I got part two we're doing today. I got the Zen rappers in the house. This is Sweet D with the Sweet Flavor You Savor. It's Saturday, December 2nd, 2023. You can call me Sweet D, Sweetness or Cry. It all started in 1991, guys. I've been doing this for about 32 years. Don't forget to check out my podcast, and I want to invite you guys on it. It's called Cry, Let It All Out. It's on Apple and Spotify, and we're doing Michael Jackson right now. We did Tupac and Biggie, and it was really good. But let's get into it. What's up, Sensei Soul?
Yo, how you doing? How you doing, Sweet D?
All right.
How's your week been? It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
pick up where we left off. Had some good convo.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing the Zen. We got T Clips.
Hello. What's up? How's it going?
What's up, T Clips? And you are?
I go by the name of Asani.
Asani.
Yes.
All right, rapper Asani in the house.
Hey, can I also say we have more members. They're not here. I just want to shout out Godinho. I want to shout out Arch Zeus, Keith Chauncey, Lone Ninja, NV610. I want to shout out HP. You know what I mean? Chandel, all the Zen affiliates.
E-Flat.
Yeah, E-Flat.
I think that's everyone.
That's all, and
my nigga Reggie, just for kicks.
For giggles and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, shout them out. But you got us, and shout out to Van right now behind the camera.
His videographer, what's up to you? How you doing?
Vanessa D Shoots, let's get it.
Vanessa in full effect.
Yeah, all right.
We got T Clips now. When you were here last time, you said
Sensei Soul was here last time.
Yeah, Sensei Soul, when you were here, you talked about T Clips. And you said you like working with him, and you and him have a project in the making.
It already came out. We possibly got a part two in the making. And possibly. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
I think we do.
But
we
got they got a part two. They just playing it.
Something's brewed up. You know what I mean? Yeah. But labels and contracts and all that. But that's neither here nor there. But yes, All in a Day's Work did come out. That's our first initial collab EP that
with
we
T Clips.
Yep, with T Clips. And it was a good experience because that was like pretty much my first like collaborative project with somebody. So that was a good experience. And it was just crazy how we just flowed. Because the number one question I got, at least, I don't know if you got this, but like it was like, yo, how come you guys don't have a track together? I'm like, I guess it's just time, especially with music. You don't want to rush anything, especially, you know, personally with me. I always want to sharpen my swords and just get better. I never really viewed myself as like the best lyricist, you know, just like naturally. That's something I really had to learn. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't, you know, like, want to deter myself just yet. So practice makes perfect, then, yeah.
Yeah, and you're good.
We came out with all in a day's work.
So, T-Clips, tell us about your name. Why is your name T-Clips? What does that mean?
What does it mean? I've kind of been rocking with that moniker ever since I was, like, in middle school. I used to be into, like, dancing, jerking, you know, like, the reject and stuff. And that was the name that was given to me. It was, like, I guess it's kind of like a play on words, like, Eclipse. You know, T-Clips instead. I got that name kind of like, you know, thrown on me when I was like 11, 12, and I rocked with it all through high school. And then when I dropped my first single, I'm like, I guess like T-Clips, you know, it fits.
Guess that's my name.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
All right. Asani. Yes, now that's very unique and different. Yeah. Tell me what, does that mean something?
It does, but we'd have to go talk to my mother. It's my middle name, so you know what I mean. It's a part of my, it's part of my name. I don't like. I've never been someone to go by something that wasn't me. You know what I mean? I can't respond to something that's not my name. So you feel me? I gotta use something that's a part of myself. And when I first started making music, it was kind of just like off the fly. Like, you feel me? I was with my friends, and they was like, "Yo, we going here to do this," and I was just like, "Damn, now I gotta come up with a name." And what better name than my name? So
your middle name. All right, mom. That's very nice. Well, guys, we're gonna get into Butterfly right now.
Butterfly. Shout out Lyndon Vo.
All right.
Vo, I just want to say sorry about that feature. I don't know if DZ recanted that or not, but yo, that's my bad, bro.
What is Butterfly? Who's on Butterfly?
Lyndon Vo, another Malden native. That was one of my first tracks. And that's like Mach 2. The first version of that has a different beat and stuff like that, different cadence. This is the version I like.
What's Butterfly about?
It's Butterfly. Butter, you know what I mean? It's just smooth. I don't know what Butterfly's about, really. I don't know. I gotta listen to it after we hear the song. I can tell you what it's about, because a lot of the time as an artist, you know, you're too much into your content. I don't really can talk about it just yet, but let me hear the song first.
All right, we got Butterfly, T-Clips, Asani, and Sensei Soul in the house. It's Sweet D with the sweet flavor, your savor, the Zen.
Okay, Sensei, where you been? You know that you haven't dropped shit. I know it's been a while. I was busy using Logic. You know I had to get lens. I got blurry optic, everything I preach. I do the yoppy sit down. Tell me what's a pipe dream. Do you believe in love? Do you believe in me? What do you see in me? What can I do for you? I am the judge and the executioner. Tell me what's religion? Is it just a system? All y'all acting wild. All y'all acting different. Trust me, I plead the fifth in the worst case. Tell me why I have a reason to lie in the first place. At the end of life, I just wanna see the pearly gates. Sit back, have a good time, and just reminisce. I know that you would definitely remember this. I know that you would definitely remember this. I know that you, I know that you, yeah, I know that you. If I was a butterfly, I think I'd have my wings. I know life can be a gamble, and I know that we all sin. If I was a butterfly, I think I'd have my wings. I know life can be a gamble, and I know that we all sin. Okay, you smooth with it, you cool with it. You know that life is what you make it, so you move with it. I fuck with your style, I fuck with your vibe. Now I just wanna see what you like inside. You want me, and I want you. Let's get this party started, that's what then we do.
Yeah.
I am legend, I ain't a
friend. Whether it's plated or it's diamonds, homie, rock your chain. Only these fake niggas hit the top and change. I'm that nigga was piercing ears for some pocket change. Now I'm tryna be the change like Barack Hussein. My pops ain't stayed, so I do this shit for my mama. Rock bottom came from it, so I'm chasing them commas. Rock solid, I ain't budging if a nigga want problems. And I never gave a fuck, so I ain't bringing no condoms. I'm a raw dog, nigga, the bite matching the bark. I've been holding my own since them days back in the park, living in a powder keg. I'm just waiting to spark. Got some homies I lost young, that shit tore me apart. Question my methods, never question my heart. Never question my effort, lest you walked in my socks. I be aiming to top the charts when I go off for the top. Gunning for the top spot, ain't gang, get got on God. In my beat, air forces and I'm forcing on beats. Don't reach, get a coffin if you fucking with me. I don't believe what they talking, that ain't nothing to me. And need a dollar sign in front of me, something to me. Cause I'm a hustler like my daddy and I look just like my mama. Still trying to move that decimal so I can see some commas. Shorty got a fatty but she stay up in that drama. Feel like she got some problems every time I come around her. But anyway, this some shit you never heard. If I say it then I mean every word. Been through it and I seen it in my lesson learned. Know my mama gon' be cheesing when I get what I deserve. We finna go berserk, cause rappers never make it from my turf. But I'm more than just a rapper, still be snapping every verse. They be capping every verse, they some actors that rehearse. Vote, baby, what you saying, man? You know they can't keep up. So I talk to myself mid-verse and let them speed up. Knees down, say a prayer, then my knees up. Cause a nigga steady high, stepping to them green bucks. Yeah.
If I was a butterfly, I think I'd have my wings. I know life can be a gamble, and I know that we all sin. If I was a butterfly, I think I'd have my wings. I know life can be a gamble, and I know that we all sin.
WMFO. Butterfly. Now guys, I heard it. You know I gotta ask you, do you have your wings? Asani, do you have your wings?
I do my best to fly when I can.
Okay, T-Clips, do you have your wings?
I think I got one.
Okay, Sensei Soul, do you have your wings?
Every now and then.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so I want to ask you guys before we get into Edify. We got Edify. Ooh. Next. We got T-Clips, Asani, Sensei Soul, all in the house with Sweet D on 1991. Edify next is means build, so I'm big on that. But I want to ask you guys... when Barack Obama became president, what did it mean for you, T-Clips?
It meant black empowerment in my crib. I was 8 years old when he first became president. 7 years old when he first became president, November 2008. I know it meant a lot to the older folks in my crib, my family, and it probably had more of an effect on me than I even realized. But, yeah, black empowerment, representation.
Yeah. What about you, Asani?
Get off my live, bro.
Asani, what Barack Obama becoming president, what did that mean to you?
So
how old were you?
That was 2008. I was 6 going on 7.
For sure. I'm so old, you guys.
Nah, so at that time, I very vividly remember staying up, watching the count go on, like watching it go up, like steadily. Like
I watched that in school.
Nah, I was watching
and that was
in
saying something
because
I went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, bro, I was sitting there like my mom let me stay up late from school. She didn't really. My mom has some different ideologies about political things. You feel me? So she might not have been as enthused as I was, but she supported my enthusiasm in seeing a black man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get to the place where was getting to, and just like allowed me to, you know what I mean, feel that joy in seeing a black man come to some sort of power. Because you know what I mean, there's definitely people that were born say 6 years before me that would have never thought at, you know what I mean, there's a 6 year old who's gonna see a black man become president.
Yeah.
So like, you feel me, the nuance in that of just being able to like grow in that being my norm, pretty much. You feel me? Like that's all I know at that point, because I'm 6. I probably had memory for 3 years, so now my norm is a black man leading the free world, and that's something that like had never happened before. So I felt like it was just like a big atmosphere in my house, and just supporting the children see that type of thing. You know what I mean?
Nice. What about you, Sensei Soul? What did it mean for you when Barack Obama became president?
At that time,
how old were you?
I was in. Put it. I think I was in 4th grade. I was like 4th or 5th grade when that happened.
You were in like 2nd, bro.
You were the same age as me. Your birthday's like in January.
Yeah, you were in like 2nd grade.
When was it?
2008.
Oh.
November 08.
like, I mean, at that time, I guess I didn't really appreciate the magnitude. That's something like you like learn over time, especially when you start like learning more and more about like racism and kind of like how the world really works. And like, he really kind of did defy the odds, stuff like that. So I guess like the image of just seeing like a black man in that like office means that like, okay, like I can do anything other than just like.
So do you guys
play
know,
basketball and rap?
Right. Do you guys know that one of you or all of you could be president of the United States one day? Do you guys know that?
I mean, yeah, once you turn.
Do you know if I could be? Yeah. You know where we were born, you know our records.
I mean like legally sure, but will we get it? That's a whole different,
you know, I'm gonna be honest, like it's quite a dream to become president. Cause if that's your dream, go shoot for it, but you got a better chance of making the league.
That's a fact.
Okay, let's hit Edify with T-Clips, and then we'll
Yo,
have...
Yo, shout out E-Flat, shout out Zeus, Dell. Shout out Sean yeah. Dell, shout out yeah, T-fucking yeah. Clips.
Okay. Let's
go, let's get it to Edify.
Zen Studios!
Part of my lonerism tactics. One fall when shit gets tragic, I'ma go and get it after. That it is still a mystery. I'm coping with the patterns, instances of misery, colder than the glasses that shatter when they froze. Heard the laughter from the foes. Won't combat them just for show. Prone to blast them up for show. Have them splattered on the flow. Every drop of blood I use is ink. Not as fucked as you would think. There's passion in the strokes. This paint is a game changer. I create mazes with blank pages. It's so amazing, but truly could be lonesome. Just what I expect is I be grooving to my own drum.
If I could tell you my troubles, describe my struggles, situations that I've been in. Would you believe me? Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. When it's said and done, you can't say none. Get the real, I never pretend. Let the truth unfold, yeah. You can't control the
soul. They tried to put me in the box again, yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears, I put in years, I know the cost for this. Heavy on my heart, I might go ghost and cut my locks again. Seen the lot get lost, I'm trying to rock with who I started with. I'm moving cautious through the qualms, cobblestone road. My dogs licking they paws, they love to pillow talk. I promise I'm not involved, shining under pressure. My back follow the wall, my feet follow the water. Last draft pick and I'm going harder than starters. Dying for my people, the rapper turned to a martyr. Never sell my soul, I won't even listen to offers. Don't need additional losses, God get them off me. Stretching out the truth, then I'm gone and you lost me. Talking to the squad like I eat, then we all eat. Talking to the squad like I eat, then we all eat. I eat, then we all eat.
If I could tell you my troubles, describe my struggles, situations that I've been in. Would you believe me? Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. When it's said and done, you can't say none. Get the real, I'll never pretend. Let the truth unfold, you can't control the love of the soul. No, 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 no.
T Clips, that was you on Edify. Okay, yeah, tell us about that track a little bit, and what do you mean by Edify? I know it means build, but is that what you're meaning?
I think so. Yeah, I didn't name the track. First and foremost, I want to shout out to my boy E-Flat. He produced the track, like not just made the beat, but actually produced it. He bought everything together. He bought all three of us together on the track, told us what to do, you know, all that stuff. But on the track, I kind of had to just like feel it. Like I had to go with the beat, and it doesn't make sense. You know, I felt like I was like, you know, building the track. I felt like the track couldn't be there without me. I felt like it couldn't be there without Zeus. It couldn't be there without Shondell. So like, I feel like we all did kind of have to come together to
build a nice track.
For sure.
Yeah, and Shondell's the singer on that track. Very nice, very nice. Could you say a little bit of your verse on that track, a cappella?
They tried to put me in a box again. Blood, sweat, and tears I put in years. I know the cost for this. Heavy on my heart, I might go ghost and cut my locks again. Yeah. Seen the lock get lost, I'm trying to rock with who I started with.
Nice. Yeah. What do you Sensei Soul, now, yes. Edified, you're not on that track. Do you have anything to do with that track?
I got nothing to do with that. That's none of my, that's
yeah,
nothing.
That's all T-Clips.
That's all T-Clip. That's on Shondell. That's all E-flat. And I just want to say, like, as far as E-flat goes, like, the stride that he's been making as far as a producer, like, he hasn't been making music that long, but you would never think that. Because it sounds like he's been doing it for a minute.
Yeah.
And that's just like, we've seen the hard work and the hustle. He's come a long way. So I just want to shout out E-Flack. That's his genius on that song.
That's a nice, mellow, laid-back track. Yeah, all right. We got Zen the Cypher.
Yes, sir.
With everybody.
Yeah, Sensei Soul on the beat. You're not going to hear his voice, but he on the beat. Sir. And he's in the video. Yo, go on YouTube. Easy Bucket Film. Shout out my man's Jesse. Tap in, I mean, videos are up there.
Video?
Yeah, she got video the video going right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's check out The Cypher by Zen Studios. Wow. T-Clips, the one and only. Asani.
Yes, man.
Sensei Soul.
Yo, can you turn me up, please?
Yes, I can. Let's go.
Hello?
Yo. It's about to start.
Yeah, it's about to start. Don't even do it. It's good, bro. You're good, bro. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Right? You're chilling.
Because you're about to take off his first four.
Out of molehills, got my niggas killed. So I pick my battles closely, know that shit get real. All y'all in that talking for niggas more than bitches. It's none of my business, I'm with my brothers plotting our riches. I'm in the Guinness for time spent fucking your hoe. It's just for show, and touch that bitch with my pinky toe. Don't keep a pole, but I make a call and they gon' appear. I'm like Houdini, ain't no locker boss can keep me here. I love my fans cause they keep me safe, my own Belvedere. I'm Velveteen, I escaped the place where they made me bleed. Funny though, ain't tell a joke and hear some niggas laughing. So it's action or it's comedy, can't draw the line. Just living life, I hit the Z on G, it's dinner time. Go break the bank when niggas see Billy the Kid arrive. Ain't hit my stride, but my rhymes oblige, just like Silver Surfer. The world's been turbulent, melt my eyes, I can't see the torture.
Just gon' hit realer than real, ain't got no feelings to feel. They rock with QC, ain't have a build on my bill. Ain't these so-called rappers spitting cap for a deal. They shady through they socials, I cannot relate, niggas weird. It ain't real when they spill, they don't spit the truth. Lie, pursuit, don't cry, we the realest, don't shine, we the few. Love my Zen promise, fucking might die for the crew. I just wanna see him limelight bright, we the few. Nothing new in the Zen, it's just hits stepping on niggas like fitteds and Tims. We representing winning, how to take these losses to be bosses and shit. That's where the clips, we had to get it in dip. Ha. I don't do drama, don't get dizzy trying to spin you a bing. Cause I kick garbage to the can, these niggas rapping in tins. You're not as active as this, you're not tapped in with the Zen. Young sinning, winning with friends, we did it again.
Buffalo Bill, put the lotion in the basket. Smoke so much gas, I think that I'ma blow a gasket. Blade to your skin, I think I'll put you in a casket. Never let them see your pain, you gotta always mask it. Drop a chainsaw down a staircase and feel the pain. Laugh into the void, I'll maybe come up with a different name. Call myself the king, but what's the difference to like any slave? Switch the shackles, switch the crown and start to look one in the same. Fake titles, fake personas, I can see right through the lies. Always wear a costume like it's Halloween night. Plastic cask around your face, I think I'll tear off your disguise. Take you out the cave and you'll be blinded by the light. But the sun can be so harmful, think that I can feel the brimstone. Maybe I'm in hell on earth, it's time for me to go atone. Confess to all my sins and maybe then I'll find some peace alone. I would rather hold it in, I'll be just fine all on my own.
I lost a couple battles, but I'll never wave the white flag. I might buy a beat then sell a feature, that's a light bag. Scenic, but I blow up like a creeper, cause I'm like that. Cruising in the left lane, I know I'm on the right track. Stay away from the real haters and fake lovers. Fake flowers come with a catch, better take cover. Pain smothered, niggas getting higher than Blade Runner. Who fucking with me, go figure like the eighth number. From the Bay State, watch them burn at the stake. Yeah, the Zen boys eating by the murder the plate. And I've been keeping my balance like I'm learning to skate. Keep a lookout, take a turn for the jakes. Pass and go to the bank. Wake up, pray, make some tea, then I'm to it. I could've been up off a plate, but I blew it. I told my mom I dropped,
out of D1 for music. So I'm putting all my life in this shit until I lose it.
Clip. Look at what I found, and my sight can never be doubted. Despite whoever the crowd is, my mic's respected and power. Catch a spell in that acronym, fuck with Zen, we some gladiators. Ready for war, got the body bags and them caskets waiting. My back was on the track, if I'm a wax, I'm not gon' lack. Roger that, no way, fuck out my lane, bitch, you ain't tryna crash. We ain't after fame, you have to pay us in a lot of cash. All we leave is stains across your pavement while we spark the gas. Call it a monster, top boss at your head like tomahawks. Drop when you dare, ah ha ha, got you a bear, bah ah ah. Them sheep who lose their sleep and counting all their losses, and they're counting all their wins cause they get astounded by our boss shit. And who could blame them, the way we moving is flawless. Bitch, I'm the greatest, my gang is too, and that's obvious. Even the novices are following and copying. We'll jot the shit down in the next testament, we got godly sin.
All right.
Okay.
That was the Cypher.
Yes, ma'am.
And how was that? I saw that video. It was a nice video. What were you trying to do in that video?
I was trying to be conspicuous. Yeah,
It was Halloween themed, so that came out, I believe, like November something-ish. But we recorded it like the day before Halloween, you know what I mean? We were just trying to get some spooky vibes, you know what I mean? The if you notice, like, the background, it's very liminal and things of that nature. The staircase, the very narrow hallways, things of that nature. It was very, like, it was a very concerted effort to make it look the way it looked. You know what I mean?
Right. I saw that you guys kept looking at that guy.
Yeah.
Who was that guy?
Great Sensei Man.
That was me.
So that was you, Sensei Son?
Yeah, that was me. That was, I was like the figure.
Yeah, we were running from...
Shout out to John Carpenter. John Carpenter.
Okay, so what is it like when you are working on a track with another rapper? Mm. And what is that like?
It's fun. It boils the blood, you know what I mean? You get to hear someone say... Like last night, T-Clips probably laid one of my favorite verses I've ever heard him spit in my entire life. And it was just fun because it was like he had it already and I had to sit there and formulate some shit. I'm sorry, excuse my language. Formulate something that came up behind that in that session, you know what I mean? And that's fun. It puts the pressure on you. You get to sit there and like really like sit there like, yo, is this what I want to do? And it's that make or break. It's crunch time, you know what I mean? I love that feeling. You know what I mean? That's why I don't gamble, because I know I'll lose my life.
Unfortunately, it's not like that with everyone.
What's your favorite thing about being a rapper, T-Clips?
My favorite thing about being a rapper is that I can express myself with little to no boundary, and that's kind of it. Like, I can say what I want, when I want, how I want, and I'm able to formulate thoughts from my head onto the page and into the mic, sometimes just straight from the head into the mic. Because, you know, as we know, we got a lot going on in our heads. Everybody needs an outlet. Some people draw. Some people play ball. Some people fight. You know, I like to make music. I like to write and perform.
Good. Asani, what's your favorite thing about being a rapper?
This is going to sound weird, but the perspective it kind of gives you, because, like, everything that happens ever, you kind of have to think in depth, like, yo, like, because every like world event that happens, I'm like, yo, how can I make a bar out of this? So you really have to sit there and dissect like world events. Like, it keeps me in tune with politics, it keeps me in tune with city infrastructure, it keeps me in tune with everything, you know what I mean? Because like everything deserves to be written about. There's nothing that deserves to just not like be known, you know what I mean? Like, everything deserves its own little voice. So like you gotta be tapped in everywhere to, you know what I mean, allow yourself to just build a world around you that allow people that, like, a person from California, I want them to know what it sounds like in Boston, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. That's kind of what I go into it with.
Nice, I like that. Sensei Soul, what's your favorite part about being a rapper?
I get to say what I want over some beats.
And
I get to make those beats too. There's just a freedom, because I also get to, like, you could be a lot with rap when you're rapping. Like, in just hip-hop in general, like, you could be sarcastic, you could be facetious, you could be serious, you could be emotional. You know what I mean? There's a lot of vulnerability that comes with rap.
How did you guys come together?
A Facebook post.
Really?
Swear to God. I'm not going to go into the specifics, but we were in the comments. I didn't know any of these people, and I was just talking, like, wildness. And they were like, nah, we gonna link up and we gonna settle this. And we linked up and we got it together. And we literally chilled.
I don't remember that, but I believe
that. That's one story, like, I guess. I remember first time I can remember, like, all of us together was, there was like this talent show. And like, I knew Zeus and I knew T Clips, but like, they didn't know each other. And then like, there was this, like a couple of other people there, but like, that's one of my first instances of just everybody kind of like knowing each other. Like, I've known like T Clips, Lone Ninja, Zeus, like I've known them, Keys, like we went to like school together, a lot of us, like high school together. So we already have that foundation, then that layer there. Shout out Miss Maza making beats in there, skipping class, bro, breaking into the Malden High music room.
So last time
statues of limitations on that us passed, so I'm good.
Last time we were here, we were talking about we were gonna do rappers that influenced you guys. So I'm gonna play some XXX. I'm gonna play Pop Smoke and Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Now, facts. And A Tribe Called Quest.
Facts. Okay.
I wanna know from XXX, Pop Smoke, and Nipsey, which one's your favorite from the three of you?
X, Pop Smoke, and Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
X clears by like a landslide.
I'd probably go with X.
X is my favorite as well.
Okay, we're gonna hear X. Now we got Tired Eyes. Who's on Tired
Eyes?
Godinho!
I know he's listening in right now too.
Yeah, shout out my boy Godinho. He's doing the chamber tonight. Yeah, that's real MA shit.
Hey yo, chamber, man. I don't want to see no funny shit, bro. Let's be real. Give Godinho a chance. Give him his due. Come on, no funny shit.
Let's go.
WMFO, Sweet D and the Zen.
Smoke the cigarette until it burns my fingertips. The flame is past the filter, I can taste the tar that's on my lips. Smoke like exhaust fumes, gotta go refill the script. I don't feel like talking, all you'll get is an ellipsis. Foggy, cold, and gray, I think this world of mine has lost its charm. I don't fit in with the others, cause I have intent to harm. I got a short fuse, so I think you should ring the alarm. Blow this place to
my fault, guys, my fault. We got Tired Eyes. It's called Tired Eyes, and it's by Godinho, one of the rappers from the Zen. and we're going to play it right now. Now, let's think. Everybody that has tired eyes, you must listen to this song. And now I'm going to tell you about the game. The game's called The Rap.
Well, we are with
W-R-A-P. Call 1-855-915-9636. You want a pair of Vans.
Well, we
okay?
With,
if you like, name one of the songs.
Until it burns my finger.
Name one of the songs you're hearing, and name the artist, and you'll get a free pair of Vans. 1-855-915-9636. Sensei Soul, T Clips, and Asani.
Because I have intent to harm. I got a short view, so I think you should ring the alarm. Blow this place to bits, I'll run away and go hide at a farm. Sleep deprived, I lost my mind. I think I overpacked my baggage. I feel like the cinder blocks, I will not make it through the passage. Demons in my mind, I'll carry knives, and they're very savage. Slicing up my memories, gone through my mind and left it ravaged. All I hear is ringing, all I see are just some blurred shapes. Our brains are very fragile, little trauma is enough to break us into 1,000 pieces with our spirits in the lake. What's the matter if I'm real, if everything I know is fake? Staring down a barrel filled with whiskey or it's gunpowder. Either one will do just fine, especially since I have the power to adapt to anything. 24 like Jack Bauer. Trek through all the darkest caves, I'll climb all of the highest towers. I wish there was another way for me to feel the ground. Floating through an endless space, I can't move cause my lips are bound. Maybe I'll just make a deal and mingle with the hellhounds until they rip my flesh apart. My screaming is their favorite sound. What's a ray of light when your whole world is just a black hole? What's a little bit of kindness if you throw away your soul? What's a bit of discipline but if you have no self-control? Everything is useless, I don't ever think I'll be whole. Just alone, grown and cursed to always walk the streets at night. I'm paranoid and seeing things, I'm always ready for a fight. You never know which of your friends might end up trying to take your life. So I'll never let my guard down, I hope I'm not actually right. My eyes are so low down my face that I can't even see. If I open up my third eye, maybe that will be a guide for me. Tears are overflowing, makes me wonder if I'm really free. Or am I just a product of the pain that hides inside of me? I don't really know, cause these days it gets hard to tell. Is the line between reality and dreams a plastic prison cell? Is this part of who I am, or am I just under a spell? What's the point of all of this? Cause either way I live in hell. I'm fighting tooth and nail, but the hill is too steep. And I see the pale rider from my soul, he's come to reap. I don't know what to do, I think that I'll break down and weep. I should close my eyes so very tight and finally go to sleep.
For 6 months, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. With insomnia, nothing's real. Everything's far away. Everything's a copy of a copy of a copy.
All right, that was Tired Eyes. Different, very different, that track. Very unique. I think, do you guys know what he meant by Tired Eyes?
Truthfully, you can never know what Sam means by anything. honestly, I'm sorry, Godino. You would never know with anything. Like, he just... he's a very, like, eclectic dude. Like, he got, like, his bars, you'll think it's about one thing, then he'll tell you it's about, like, a Swedish movie from 1932. You know what I mean? It's, you, I don't know. I couldn't explain it.
If you guys had a chance to perform in any country, what country would you want to perform in? Tell me, Sensei.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry. Godino's listening live. He just said that he meant to be very ominous.
Oh, thank you, Godino. Hi, how are you? All right. Nice song. So
you asked me where I would want to perform?
Yes.
What country? Let's take it to the Netherlands.
I don't know about that. I'd probably go to, like, the UK. Like, London, they really rock with rap. I like the UK.
Okay, it's ugly.
I'd perform anywhere, bro, to be real. But anywhere outside the States is fine by me.
WMFO.
Send me to Australia.
WMFO.
Hey, hey, it's Jazzy
Daz. Hey, Daz.
What's up, man?
How are you, honey?
I'm looking great. I came in here to tap in with my boy Sensei Soul.
All right. Well, if you can tell us a Sensei Soul song and, Sensei Soul song, what else would you like them to tell for a free pair of Vans, Sensei Soul?
A little lyric. You don't got to say like a full 16, but like give me a little excerpt.
Give
me
a bar.
Give me a bar.
A bar.
Or a name of a song.
I know Sensei versus Soul.
Okay.
I listen to the Epics of Cassius.
Yeah, that's not shit.
Okay, yeah, Epics of Cassius. That's not shit. That's yeah, good. That's good. That's a whole album.
What is it called, Sensei Soul?
It's Ascension? Stop it.
Ascension.
Ascension, yeah, she got that. She's naming all the songs off of Epics of Cassius, which is an album I dropped.
Ascension's on.
Okay.
Oh no, that's on. That's me and Asani. That's on. What's my title name? No, Autumn Leaves. Autumn Leaves.
Summer.
Yeah, that's Seeds, yeah. Yo, she won.
Okay, do you have her number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you're gonna wear...
Since the sandbox.
You're gonna get a free pair of Vans. Damn. All you gotta do is tell Sensei Soul your size, and I'm gonna get you a free pair of Vans for Christmas. So, yes, for Christmas. You can come to the store and get them, or I can give them to Sensei Soul. Would he be able to get them to you?
He can get them to me.
Okay, so I'm gonna get, for Christmas, you're gonna get a free pair of Vans. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color, and really all of them.
You like all of
them? You pick them out for me.
Okay, I'll pick you a nice...
Let him pick them out.
Oh, yeah. Sensei, I get to pick them.
Okay, you pick them out, Sensei Soul. Text Sensei Soul your shoe size, and I'm going to give them to Sensei Soul, and he's going to get them for you. I'm going to buy them.
Vans, I need a sponsorship, too. I'm not going to do all this
My
for free all
Sensei
the time.
Give
I need
back.
Some Vans. I need a pair of Vans. I need a New Balance collab. We got the headquarters right here in Mass. Y'all know what's up. Hit me.
Okay.
Salim.
So, I'm going to give the Vans to Sensei Soul. I'm going to buy them December 22nd, around then. And I'm going to meet Sensei Soul and give them to him and give them to you. Congratulations. Thanks for calling. Thanks for knowing all the lyrics. That's real good.
Shout out to y'all. Thank you for the Vans. And thank you for exposing the world to amazing artists like Sensei.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, now you keep it locked on. We'll talk to you later.
I got someone special on the phone real quick, D.
Bye-bye.
Hello? I got someone special on the phone. Yo, Ninja.
Yo, what's up?
Can you hear him, D?
Yes.
Yo, we got Lil Ninja on the line right now. Lil Ninja, what's your favorite thing about being a producer?
My favorite thing about being a producer, I would say my favorite thing is taking the ideas that I have in my head and the concepts that I have and these, like, feelings and things that I go through throughout the day and putting it into a different medium and kind of trying to, like, convey a certain message, like when people listen to it, regardless if there's lyrics on it or not, and trying to just like establish like a connection with the people that listen to it so that they understand the things that I'm going through and the things that I'm trying to like convey.
Little Ninja, is it hard?
Lone Ninja, L-O-N.
L-O-N-E. I'm sorry.
Lone Ninja,
is it hard to be a producer?
hard to be a producer?
You better say yes.
I wouldn't say it's hard, but I will say, like, there's a different kind of pressure from as opposed to being a rapper. I feel like producers are expected to be, like, really, like, hands-on and have a specific, like, work ethic. And I feel like that's what separates, like, the good producers from the great producers. I feel like it's not necessarily something, like, that everybody's capable of doing.
Right, that's true, because
a lot more that goes into it than a lot of people that don't make music don't completely understand. So I feel like it makes it more special that way.
Yes, it does. Well, thanks for all your hard work and your lovely productions. And,
of course.
Yeah, thanks for calling Lone Ninja, and thanks for listening. We love what you do, and keep it up, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yes, sir. Lone
Well,
Ninja.
Now we got T-Clips. We got Mariana. What is that about a woman?
Is it about a woman? Maybe. Mariana is not the name of a woman. That's more like the Mariana Trench. The deepest part of the ocean. That's kind of like the play on words.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I mean, it's about love for sure. So, you know, let's get into it.
All right, let's hear Mariana with T-Clips on 91.5 FM WMFO. Yeah!
It's tough when your job is entertaining. Friends and family closest to you questioning, like, when you'll make it. Wishing I was normal. Why they wishing we trading places? Fighting these temptations to run away without making statements. I did my best to keep you close to me. Why you use your power then go ghost on me? Thought that we was real, but now the joke's on me. Waiting in this water, rock the boat on me. I did my best to keep you close to me. Why you use your power then go ghost on me? Trenches and some at Benihana's. Put that life behind us. Button up if I'm getting proper. Brody like the farmer. Keep them plants and some heavy llamas. Stay from round me, y'all be talking crazy. I'm forever situated like a Carter baby. See my nigga open, I promise I'm throwing Forrest Brady. Closed caskets, open arm, that's just on the daily. Fighting through it on a daily basis. You gotta watch them all, the love and hate be trading places. I gotta watch my head taking cover, that's rainy day shit. Never hide from a battle, I gotta face to face it. From a kid to a grown man, 20,000 hours from a student to a grown man. Hustle in my heart, it done turned me to a road man. Hope my homies make it out that cold jam, for real. I did my best to keep you close to me. Why you use your power, then go ghost on me? Thought that we was real, but now the joke's on me. Waiting in this water, rock the boat on me. I did my best to keep you close to me. Why you use your power, then go ghost on me? Thought that we was real, but now the joke's on me. Waiting in this water, rock the boat on me.
WMFO 91.5 FM. That was T-Clips with Mariana. And that beat was banging, T-Clips. That was a hard track. I really like that track.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Can you spit a little bit from it, please?
Shit get deeper than Mariana. Really got some bros in the trenches and some at Benihana's. Put that life behind us. Button up if I'm getting proper. Brody like the farmer. Keep them plants and some heavy llamas. Yeah. Oh,
nice, nice, nice. All right, we're going to do a little freestyle real quick. I'm going to play Dead Wrong instrumental by Biggie. And we're gonna bust a little freestyle real quick. And then we're gonna play way. We'll play Far Gone to take us out. Or do you wanna hear X? Or do you
Far Gone?
No, let's hear Far Gone.
All right, Peter X, but he got enough radio play.
That's right. This is all about you guys. Good, the Zen. Far Gone. Spell the rapper's name from Far Gone.
Q-U-I-S space C-H-A-U-N-C-E-Y. Keith Chauncey. Shout out my brother.
Okay.
Look over. Make sure she's the right one.
Okay. Album by Keith Single. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Highest Lows. Out.
Let's see
now.
If it comes on
came
here.
Out November 15th. I think it's about 10 tracks. I'm on there. Clips is on there.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it right there. Right up there at the top.
Catch me at Sammy's in Revere tonight. Right after this interview, I'm about to head out there. Shout out with Revo. Sammy's in Revere. Sammy's Patio.
Good job, man.
You're so cute, Sensei Soul. You really bring a smile to my face. I'm so glad you're here, T-Clips and Asani.
Thank you.
All right,
glad
let's
to be
go.
Here.
Oh,
freestyle.
Look, yeah, what? We on 95.1. Yeah, bitch, you know that this the sun. Gotta keep it right, you know I got a rev run. Keep it on top, man, you know I need a hum.
Turn the beat up?
Yeah, turn the beat up. Niggas know I gotta kick my feet up. Yeah, nigga, baby, I'm like, feed us.
They treat me like Jesus. Hold up, I make you pray to Jesus. Wait, deliver me from sins because I be knee up and shit. Hold up, wait a minute, talking my shit. Who is this? I don't know. Some nigga from Hustle Killer, I'ma kill something. I don't care what it's feeling. Wait, take it back. I am a real, I can't soar over air. I'm like Jordan, let me take it back. It ain't really fair. Yeah, I'm hoarding, I want Grammys and shit. Call me your EGOT, you bitch. I mean, I'm swearing, I don't give a F, this my station. Call Lee or Cohen up because there's no hesitation. Hey.
Yo, yeah, I'm in my prime. I'm in my prime, feel like Bron when he 38. They dirty Mac on a dirty plate. We come in here, you know we bout to eat, we bout to eat. Yeah, go and figure it out like the number 8. Yeah, shout out to Sensei, shout out Asani, shout out my guys back at home, you know that they got me, yeah. Born free, it's on my body, on my body, on my body, red rum, no murder over here, you know that we do this every single day, and you know that we don't play, R.I.P. to Biggie and X, like every day, yeah, and I think that's all I got, no it's not, off the top, headphones, they is locked in, my dreadlocks in, Kufi on my head, Allahu Akbar,
Sweet D, here to represent your style, came and went. I do this like all the old school rappers. You don't wanna fight me cause I put you in a kappa. Take your head off, you soft. Sweet D diss, I'm never lost. I'm the boss, what's the cost? Shooting all my everybody off like a Take it back, bring it back. Sweet D here to put all the females on the map.
On the map.
Yeah, sweet like maple sap from a tree. Sweet D is who I be. I'm the best, representing the east and west. I use Crest, toothpaste. Yeah, do you want a taste of the sweetness? Leather or lace? Off the top, I make it hot. You others definitely cannot stop me. Never sloppy. You always want a copy. Do an original. Don't copy. I am the one. I get it done. Sweet D bright like the sun. Showing off. What's the cost? You got all lost in the sauce. You cannot take me. You are shaky. I bake thee in the oven. Sweet D, give him much loving.
Hey.
Okay. My fault.
All right. You're dead wrong. the weak of the strong. Who got it going on?
Can I talk about the state of the music industry real quick? Local and regional and global?
Okay, well, what is it?
I want to talk about why we faking Spotify raps right now.
Nah, go ahead.
I want to talk about why we feel like we need to impress other people with what you're making in your art. I want to know why, if I'm an artist, why can't I collab with another artist who lives down the street from me, regardless of how many plays you have, regardless of what feature you got from what artist? Why can't we
collab? The answer is pride to all those questions. That's the answer. The answer is pride.
I don't know.
Sorry.
But I think we should dead that, because there's a lot of great stuff that could happen if we collaborate. That I'm big on that as being an artist. Like, let's collaborate. Let's
especially
share.
In Massachusetts, we don't got nobody. Let's fucking work together. Like, we're not in New York. We're not in Chicago.
We're in LA. Like, we gotta grind 10 times just as hard, just because, you know, we're the predicament we're in, like where we at. You know, so.
Yeah, we put. It's all about Boston. Boston, Massachusetts. And the other places are far gone.
Chauncey,
91.5 FM. Let's hear Far Gone by Chris Chauncey. T Clips, Asani, Sensei Soul, and Vanessa in the House with Sweet D on 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
Far gone, I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, I know the name gon' reach waves. Was still determined to grow, been seeking help as I wrote this. I'm trying to change the approach. Know that I can't change the games when I self-medicate the most. I'd rather float to feel the pain in this instance. I know it's all wrong. I know it's far gone, I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, know the name gonna reach waves when I'm gone. I know I'll reach the biggest stage when I'm gone. Damn. I know it's so wrong, I know it's far gone, I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, I know the name gonna reach waves when still determined to grow, been seeking help as I wrote this. I'm trying to change the approach. Know that I can't change the games when I self-medicate the most. I'd rather float to feel the pain in this instance. I know it's all wrong. I know it's far gone, I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, know the name gonna reach waves when I'm gone. I know I'll reach the biggest stage when I'm gone. Damn. I know it's so wrong, I know it's far gone, I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, I know the name gon' reach waves.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yo, rockiest roads, they bring me a foe. I got a sweet tooth for the truth and I'm serving it cold. I managed to end up before on my
journey. Aight, we out.
Aight, yo, Zen Studios, once again, thank you for having us. Asani.
Big Zen, T-Clips. Shout out my boy T. Shout out my boy Keith Chauncey, he's supposed to be here.
Keith.
Get well soon, Brody.
Art Zeus.
Catch me at Sammy's tonight.
Be careful.
Sorry I'm ignorant is out right now. All platforms.
All right, peace, Miss Black America saying out.
Vanessa,
not gonna hear my
out.
Theme song this week, but we're going out with Far Gone.
I know it's all wrong. I know it's far gone. I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, know the name gonna reach waves when I'm gone. I know I'll reach the biggest stage when I'm gone. Damn. I know it's so wrong, I know it's far gone, I know a lot, but I don't know if I can take this no longer. So long, I know the name gon' reach waves when I'm gone. I know I'll reach the biggest stage when I'm gone. Shit, yeah, been feeling all alone, I'm trying to let these feelings go, go. These words are true reflections of the goat, bitch, I'm a poet, nigga. Yeah, through ups and downs, the highest lows, man, I'm a poet. Damn, damn.
Oh, I got 2 minutes. Want to say thank you to the Zen for coming out. Want to say thank you to them. Oh, we only got a few minutes, a few seconds. I'm going to try to get this in here real quick. And I'm gonna say peace. Hope you enjoyed the show. A lot of music from new artists of Boston. Yes.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, baby. How's my love child?
Fine.
Tell me, of all your dreams, what most do you hope to be when you become